welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is Mark.
And this is Steve.
I think we all should just observe a moment of silence.
What?
For the demise of an institution that has been with us for the last less than 1 year.
What institution?
Crazy Horse.
Why?
Because it's very important, you know, to our economy and everything, but it's now a dead horse. So they took it at the back of the stable and shot it. I think the Crazy Horse Topless Show deserves a moment of silence. Okay, time's up.
Hey, but I think they're coming up with a new show soon.
They have to, we need it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Perf. Okay, people, let's have a topless show. Singapore needs a topless show because we want to show the world that we have buzz, like Paris. We don't want the world to think that we are stuffy, do we?
Will we allow the company to advertise, sir?
Of course not. That will pollute the minds of the young children. Just let them have a full page mention in the local papers with the full color photos. No ads or commercials in mainstream media, okay?
But what will the topless show be about, sir?
It will feature women in very little clothing, dancing artistically to the music and the laser show. That's what we will do.
So, people will be able to see nudity?
Of course not. The lights will cover it.
But the Neptune, with its long-running review and short-lived Crazy Horse, closed down. So what makes you think we can succeed this time, sir?
But we have learned from these lessons, Mr. Pama. This time, we will do it right. In fact, I have decided that this time, we will not let some private company do it. No, no. We will do it ourselves. As the Ministry of Entertainment, Leisure and Outstanding New Shows. Melons. But first, we will need a memorable names for the show. Like the Crazy Horse did, you know?
Crazy Pussy.
Lazy Horse.
C-Cup Horse.
Face Look Like Horse.
The Light Spoil Show.
The Papaya Garden.
Jurong Boot Pub.
Nightlife Safari.
The For Those With No Internet Show.
Very good ideas. Very good ideas, gentlemen. But I'm looking for something with more oomph, you know?
So, what is the value proposition, sir? We need one of those because, you know, the business books always say we need one. Maybe with a value proposition, we can find a value-added name.
The business of our new topless tourist attraction is simple. You come and impress your friends by spending a lot of money to see topless women. Nowhere else in Singapore can you see topless women. Only here can you see such things. In Singapore, all the women are permanently covered up. Only here, we have topless women.
I see your point, sir. And what's more, they are foreign topless women.
Yes, only here, imported breasts, nowhere else in Singapore.
And if you show them topless women, they may not notice that the drinks cost $100 a pop.
Actually, if I knew the drinks cost $100 each, I want to see boobs in my drink, man. No, two boobs in my drink. With an umbrella shoved between them.
Ouch.
Don't be ridiculous, Mr. Yo. An umbrella will add to cost. Actually, I think Crazy Horse failed because Singaporeans, you know, don't like crazy anything. We are a very conservative people, you know.
So how about we call it the controlled horse?
The conservative horse.
The restrained horse.
Personally, I like the boob whisperer. But again, I also think the name Crazy Horse does not give the very right impression. You know, when people say horse, I don't think of topless women at all. I think of the male organ.
Then let's call it Crazy Cow.
Crazy Hen.
A hen has no breasts.
Crazy Cow. Oh, wait.
Mr. Yo, we will leave that kind of show to our neighbors, okay? Thailand.
I know. Crazy Pigs. They got many breasts.
Never mind. We choose name later. Mr. Palmer, you go and round up all the women in the ministry, those under 45, and audition them now. We're going to need dancers for our topless show. Okay? Go, go, go. Melon's meeting adjourned. The Mr. Brown Show is a sexy production of MrBrownShow.com. Get some of your sexy podcasts right here, baby.
Show Mr. Brown your melons.
Yeah, especially if you're not men. Especially if you're not men.
Pure.
What the hell?
What was that? It was a dance with laser show.
Right.